be prepared to come back to us. It's just good business. Not only is it the right thing to do for counties to really get serious about conservation and water quality, it's going to make financial sense in the long run because we see what's coming. So, all right. thanks for serving on that board.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good. Well, whenever you guys are ready, I can actually hit the recorder.
Okay.
You were talking.
All right. And well, last but certainly not least, the Board of Supervisors budget. And we know that we're not a huge revenue generating department. That's why we don't have any. So we'll move on to expenditures. We all know what's above the line, so I think we can skip that.
You think so?
Not that we're tired of hearing you say it.
Right.
So, we'll just, I don't even know. Do you put this together? Maybe you should just.
I think it's phenomenal, yeah. That so we've made a lot of efforts to restructure the board processes, and part of that, while we didn't grow any overall county employment, we did add positions to the direct board supervisors line. And the reality that we can add positions and at the same time cut our operational costs by about 33% year over year is phenomenal. Now, to be fair, let's point out that that has almost everything to do, not 100%, but almost 100% to do with the reality that once we get these bargaining unit contracts negotiated in FY16, we're not going to have to do any of that. And so the contract labor line item accounts for almost all of the cuts that we were able to do, but that still means that we're holding line everywhere else, and in fact reducing a little bit across the board. But the contract labor is what makes that number look so unbelievable, and we'll be there for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden our contract labor will go right back up when it's time to renegotiate. And so we just need to be aware of that as we go.
Well, that seems to be the cost-effective way to do it. Yeah,
it really does.
We're coming out way ahead by having solid negotiating there and making sure that our full-time employees are not put in an adversarial position or an overly adversarial position. And the reality is, for however long he does it, Jim Hanks, who we utilize for that, is one of the best in the state for sure, and you could probably argue even in the region. So as I go through, and Alyssa, I'm going to refer this to you because I know that you spend the most time on the budget. For me, the one question that I went through is, why are we bumping board proceedings by $1,000? It doesn't look like we necessarily need to bump board proceedings by $1,000. I do this with every other elected official in the department that comes to us, so it's only fair that I do it with us.
We just looked at our average. Let me look here at the 3-year average. And we can probably take it down to 32,000. I think I talked to Lisa about that a little bit. If you don't have to publish, isn't there something out there that you won't have to publish quite as much? Is there something? So that could drive. Did I read that somewhere?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is there something about the amount, the line out of the size?
You can just refer it to.
The one thing that we do for the citizens of Story County is that we do publish a pretty extensive overview of what takes place. We don't have to put all the stuff out there that we're currently doing. And if we ever decide as a board that we want to reference some of these type of things and cut back in that area, that's the way you can cut back in terms of.
Sure. I'm not talking about cutting anything we're doing. What I'm suggesting is that 2 years ago we spent $30,100.
Yeah.
So far this year we spent 13. Yeah. Now that may not be a true
representation. Yeah, that's a true percent. That was a true percent of half the year. But
it's still, we're not going to go over 32. I don't see why we would go over 32 next year. Let's put it at 32.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Now I'm just going to pass.
You're not going to be here. You're only going to be here for 6 months of this. I'm going to stay with anybody.
Okay, so board proceedings.
You got nothing in for office equipment? Is there no plans to, I mean, do you want to stand up desk? Is Deb have any interest in staying? Is there any plans for any of that?
No. I went through and made sure there was no chair replacements that we needed. I asked, Noelle has the oldest chair. She seems to be fine, especially since she's got the standing workstation. I don't see any replacements that are going to be needed next year.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay.
Okay.
So that would take us to...
One thing, though, now that I look at the things, the board proceedings, that extra $1,000 was for special projects, but I still think we'll be able to do it for the 32.
Okay,
that would be extra. I think Leanne and countywide, we had $1,000, and that's why it went up. But
it's the postage and mailing, I think, for the CRS publication.
So this would be publication.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the whole...
If we're doing something that we need to find $1,000, we'll find $1,000.
Yeah, that's why.
So, general.
General County Betterment.
County Betterment, page 32.
Okay. So. Page 33 is what breaks down what's budgeted for dollars. I've already reestimated the economic development down. We're only going to spend $6,000 on the cave
facade.
So I've lowered that from 110 to 106. And the request of 100, that line item has both the facade and economic development group in it. So there's 145 budgeted for next year. 135 of that is the economic development group.
And that should only be 100. I mean, they requested 135. And unless you guys, so there's a request from that economic development group to get more money. And I suggested that, so that was created, I think, in 89. Is it either 89 or 90? That was created. And really, not a whole lot has been looked at in terms of structure. Clearly, lots of things have changed. It's a great group. I really appreciate the group getting together, but I would like them to reevaluate the way they do things and how they award money and why they award money. And so I've asked for that, and what I told them is it would be extremely difficult for me to support an increase before they look at their structure. They haven't looked at their structure yet. I don't see an increase. I see it as being a standard line item.
I think it was in Leanne's work session where you mentioned that you and Lee even are working on helping with bylaws.
And Drew. January 27th, I think, is when the next economic development group needs to be written up. But I have not heard that. I've sent the draft bylaws to Chair of Operating.
So just looking at total spend, Rick, and Lisa, 100 to 135 we estimate. Are you adjusting those at all?
I'm taking it down to 100.
Okay.
Well, yeah, so it's 104 in the re-estimated budget. It's 100 plus 4,000 in the re-estimated budget. And next year I'm suggesting 10,000 and 100,000. Instead of 10,000 and 135,000.
Okay, yeah, I see it. I guess we talked about that earlier during our organizational. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see it now because I had it with me and I had a check mark there. Okay.
So the re-estimated budget for the current year overall, you're spending 13,350 more than 40%. See where I'm coming from on that? If you look at page 33, you have the re-estimated the re-estimated includes the reconciliation payment, so that is what I think we're really going to bring in for 100% tax receipt.
Okay.
The 40% that can be assigned to general county betterment then is the 896,482. You're carrying over 81,000 from the previous fiscal year. So you're at 977. Our total expenses originally when I put this together were 995. We've lowered that by 4, so it's 991, which gives us we're going over what 40% is by $13,350 per year.
Right.
Curious with that information, you just had me remove the $35,000.
Yep.
We're at over 104,681 short. Now, we all are aware of the fact that what I'm using for 100% tax received is my best guess at this point in time, which is the only thing we can work off of. It will probably be higher, as you can see, in the last 2 years it has been, and that will help us in that area. And basically what you're doing is just paying for more funds out of the... What you're doing then is paying for more out of the levy dollars when you go over.
When you go over, right, then it's coming out of our levy. And what I look at is I think that you look at actual in FY15 at 2.2, actual in FY16 at 2.2, and then we're estimating actual 17 of being 2.0. I think the reality is it's going to be closer to 2.2, and so being over $100,000 doesn't bother me a whole lot at this point. Now, if we get much over that, and I still want to talk about libraries. I believe that I would like to continue. The libraries are doing something special. They've become the hub of our communities, and especially in our smaller towns. I love the way they're working together. I think it's a huge benefit to the people of Story County. I think it's vital. I believe we ought to have a commitment to seeing small growth in that line item every year. I'm suggesting about a 2.5% growth, which would take us right to $300,000 in that line item instead of
$292,000. Yeah. Divided amongst, how many libraries is it? 12?
11.
Yep. And they've got their formula for dividing it. Actually, I've got to commend now the larger libraries agreed to redo their funding model, where the larger libraries actually get less than they were getting, and our smaller libraries who need it so desperately are getting more. I said about 2.5%. I just wanted to take this to an even $300,000, which is not exactly 2.5%, but it's a nice round number.
All right. I suppose that.
And the asset request is up 1,000 rounds.
And that's what we talked about when we talked all the way through what we're doing with that set, right? They have requested a lot more than that, it feels like.
And the secondary roads are new equipment, that's the typical yearly transfer.
That's the lease that we're in.
What we've had in previous years for Mike Motorways was like 280 something or in the past year. So we're down on year by year.
It's a little less. I think that the board has made the commitment that what we were paying toward a motor grader is what we're going to pay toward the lease.
Right.
And the lease just happens to be $259 something. So it's real close there.
But. Speaking of asset, I'll be bringing those recommendations. We'll finalize those with the asset board next Thursday. So I'll be bringing those recommendations to the board at the first February meeting.
And as we've talked about, if we would like to bring that to a zero or to a closer to not going to hold on that in that area, we can move some of the patrol vehicles if we would like.
Right, but so where would the patrol vehicles go?
General
fund. But my point is, even if we keep it here and we go over, the dollars still come from the general fund.
Right.
So this is out of rural. So this would reduce rural. Okay. So then, in my mind, it's simply what we're projecting. I'm projecting this as at about a zero. If in fact we're going to bring in about 2.2, then we're coming out either zero or a little bit ahead. If we get to looking and our rural fund is tight for the year, right now I think we can absorb it even if we only bring in the $2 million. If our rural fund is tight for the year, then we may want to consider moving some or all of the vehicles over to the general fund. And Lisa, I think that's just a conversation we're going to have once you plug in everything we've done and see what everything looks like.
Just so I can already know, it's 2,000. So let's see where we can do it.
Okay. Is there anything that you question in the revenues?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, okay. We'll talk about a couple things that I don't really question. I just want to make sure that I'm on the same page with you guys.
Yep.
The transfers. I'm going to re-estimate the general basic transfer. We're on page 36. I'm going to re-estimate that general basic transfer from 300 down to zero for the current year. And that's to the supplemental fund.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
I'm going to leave I've transferred $100,000 out of the general fund to the capital projects fund at this point in time.
Okay.
We originally budgeted $200,000. But I only transferred $100,000 to get the last of the bills paid for the engineering for the
bridge.
No. So I don't know if I'm going to transfer that other $100,000. I don't know what you guys, how you want me to go on that.
We're not going to do anything else this year with the Justice Center.
So I'm going to lower that to $100,000.
So take the two down that.
Right.
Okay.
And then as I told the attorney's office, I took the $200,000 transfer out of their fine collection that I originally was going to do in the capital projects fund. That's a zero. I'm not doing that transfer. The money's just sitting in the capital funds recovery at this point in time.
Where is that change?
It's the other one that says other budgetary funds, general operating transfer, capital projects. There's a $200,000 revenue there that's not coming in there at this point in time, unless we should put some of those dollars in there. It's up to you. There's $186,000 in the cash finance recovery fund right now.
Okay. So I thought our conversation was we want them to not spend it, but we don't necessarily need to transfer. There's no reason to transfer. So that's not money that we, as the board, have access to. That's money that's controlled by the county attorney.
Right.
That he's committed that if we do the project, he's gonna fund it. They're not gonna spend it. But I don't think we can go there and get it until it comes time to spend it.
And that's why I left that at zero.
Right.
Okay.
And then those are really my only.
So let's go back up to the lost revenue and tell me how you came to $2,049,000 last year, which clearly we're going to be over that this year, which clearly we're going to be over that.
$2,049,000 was what the August reconciliation from the state told me I was going to get. So in August of every year, we get a thing saying, this is how much we're going to send you for the next fiscal year.
Okay.
It's actually 95% of the total.
Okay.
So they tell us a monthly what we're going to get. Then, so that's what I based my budget on.
Right.
That's where the $2,049,000 came from.
Okay.
Then in November, you get a reconciliation payment. And it's always positive except one year.
Okay.
One year it wasn't. So if you look at my re-estimated, if you look at my re-estimated, it's 2.2. That includes the reconciliation payment. Okay?
So they estimated.
Well, they estimate.
They don't know what your sales. Yeah.
Right.
And then the 241 that you're re-estimating is based on what we've collected so far?
2241 is based on, this is what this current year is going to be based on the reconciliation payment that we have in November.
But you don't just double it?
No.
Well,
39 is where the actual numbers start. 44 is where the narrative is for those.
Let's talk about emergency management first. It's down. The request is down. It's not because expenditures are down. It's because there's a fairly hefty fund balance there, which was put together by the Emergency Management Commission in order to be able to immediately respond to some kind of major disaster. Originally, we had talked about having, I think it was 1% of the county budget, which would be $400,000. We have since decided that $400,000 is too much, and so we're actually going to utilize some of that ending fund balance to pay expenses this year. So that's going to be a one-time down item this year, and we'll see it go back up next year.
And where is the red line at?
That's the third from the top on page 39.
And they're hearing, their public hearing is Tuesday, September 19th.
Wednesday. Yep.
The asset number that's in there, I totaled it all up into one line item, so it makes it easier for you guys to actually, instead of 100 different line items on your budget. And my understanding is that 684,695 is also requested out of the general fund. That includes some juvenile court moves.
Yeah, so that's 99,000 of that is not new dollars. It was dollars that went to juvenile court services, and now it does.
Right in the middle of page 40. I've told, I I pulled that 25,000 out of that already because you told me about.
We had a 25 and a 30, and they were going. They were in there for the same thing, right, Leanne? And so this is really 125, and the reason for the increase has to do with the workforce development portion. Is that right, Leanne?
I think there's 10,000 for the relocation.
Oh, that we plug in there up to 2,500 apiece for somebody in the home-based Iowa program. Again, I don't. There's nothing on the horizon right now. You said you'd gotten a call from one realtor about that. There's nothing on the horizon on that.
So that's where those 85 plus 30 plus 10.
Yes.
So move. So drop the 150 down to
125
at this point.
Right.
But I want to talk about the intent of the 33% of the 50% for finding small communities.
Okay.
You know, after our conversation last week, and there was confusion as to where these funds come from and therefore.
Right.
Is the intent, so we spent 20,000 2 years ago and 11,000 last year. On those contributions, $2,500 for each of the small communities, $3,000, whatever.
Yep.
Is that truly what the contract of Small Community Economic Development System of Drew is for? The $85,000 contract we have there, should I be not moving it, but assuming it's part of that?
I think that's an interesting conversation because clearly our contract with the AEDC, and Leanne, you may want to come up for this conversation. Clearly, our contract with the AEDC involves some support and involvement with our smaller communities. And so, to me, and I didn't even consider this until you said it, Lisa, it might be reasonable to say, yeah, we're going to utilize some of that. What, it's a third of 50%, right?
That money is basically what you guys say, okay, we want to make sure that this gets put toward this program. It's
right.
Your rules, it's your decision, and it's off the books kept track of by me.
Yeah, so I think I would like to see, I think it's hard to tie a percentage, but I think it is reasonable to say that half of that, so this is the $85,000 contract that we have with the AEDC, and clearly that is to benefit the county as a whole, it's to benefit the rural areas, and it's also to benefit the smaller municipalities. And so I think it doesn't impact, at the end of the day, what we're actually spending. It does impact what we're budgeting if we say half of that $85,000 contract, so 42.5 stays right where it is, and we roll 42.5 of it down as where it becomes part of the 72,279. Again, it's still the same dollars that we're spending, it's still the same, but it recognizes that some of that service is to the benefit of the smart communities. Leanne, what do you think?
I agree. We have written directly in the contract that Drew or AED's, not just Drew, AED's contract serves the communities under 3,000 persons. So it really, I think, does meet the intent of.
Absolutely. Exactly. And it wasn't something I considered. And let's be careful. So we're talking about Drew, and I think Drew is phenomenal. I mean, I'm a Drew fan. But the city of Ames, the AEDC, recognizes how awesome Drew is. He's gaining more and more responsibilities in the AEDC. They're hiring people underneath Drew now. We've got to be careful not to just refer to that as Drew, because there's going to come a point, and I'm pushing it off as long as I can, but there's going to be a point that we're going to have somebody else other than Drew directly service those contracts. Drew's still going to be in charge. Yeah, well, his position is growing, and rightly so. He does a heck of a good job. They just hired a new young guy. I think his name is Peter. I can't think of Peter's last name. Yeah, nice guy. And he will, I think, in the structure report through Drew, and I don't see that there's a direct handoff coming, but what I've been urging them is we got really, really comfortable with Drew. We got really used to seeing Drew. Our small communities have gotten really comfortable with Drew. Let's be really careful about any handoff that might happen there. But we need to be aware that at some point a handoff's coming because Drew's growing.
Always there to take.
We got a contract with the AEC. And as long, and what I keep saying to them is, as long as we continue to get the services we're getting, I think we're happy with those services, we're fine. But I've gotten really used to working with Drew. And so we've got to be aware of that. So let's roll 42.5 out of the 125. I don't think we need to increase what's down to 95, 125 is below, but we just need to know that 42.5 of that is going to come to go to that. Okay? Do the math for me. What is 42.5 minus 125?
82.
Well, where did you get the 125 from?
It's
in
the
150. So the one,
yep. Oh, that's what I saw.
Yep. At least that's a great catch.
Well,
absolutely.
I have a lot of head scratching moments. No, I have a lot of head scratching moments. I'm like, well, this is the intent of this.
Yep.
Leanne just got through telling us the other day that there's no small community request.
Direct request.
So let's think about what we're, you know, what the intent of this was.
I think it's outstanding.
Yeah, because it gives me more to have to manually calculate a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that too.
Anyway, I think I've heard many times from you. I don't really care if it's more worth doing this.
If it's good for Story County, I don't.
Okay. Urban renewal projects. What I put in that line item, and we've talked about this a couple times, is the approved projects that you guys have.
Right.
The trail planning, which we talked to Mike about, so I know where that stuff's coming from. I just need to make sure that Mike and Jolene submit claims that are coded. No, that let me know that they're paying for that, because that's out of their renewal projects. Which I want to say leaves us. I'll have to give you the final numbers when we meet again, but it leaves us $600,000 for next year. Is that what leaves us this year? Do you remember? 605, does that sound right?
Okay.
Out of,
I'm looking at the.
Yes.
Yes. It says 669. I don't know if that's double check. Oh, sorry, never mind. That's my 17.
Is it 605? Does that sound right? Or am I
doing it? I think I'm just doing a project online.
Okay.
But yeah.
You'll have those final numbers. As final as they can be.
I don't think I have to travel.
TIP is very, very much, even though there's certain rules and steps, it's still very much based on valuations and the rates.
Absolutely.
It's never going to be a definite number until it can be a definite number for.
No question. And a couple of things we need to be aware of on TIP is this is the first year that we're at the full 35%, so it's not going to grow any beyond that.
Yeah, that capped it.
Right? So we've been growing. That's been growing every year outside of valuations. It's been growing every year. Now it's only going to grow if the valuations or the levy rate changes in what's coming out of that.
I think that's why we need it, actually.
So one more. Okay, so we got one more. And then the other one, the elephant in the room that we've talked about a couple times here is, and I don't think, regardless of what happens, it impacts the FY17 budget, but the conversation we're going to have about the research mark and the impact that could have on what happens with TIP. But I think that's an FY18 conversation, depending on what we do. Because it would not be certified until December 1st of 2016, so it wouldn't be part of that year's budget.
17 budget, or 18 budget.
Right, because that money then would come in as part of the taxes that would occur in September of 2017.
Right, I guess because of the timing, you might have to self-fund a year, certify the debt, pay yourself back.
Correct. If we get to, I just want to make sure that conversation that we're going to have with the research park, clearly we plug some placeholders in with the idea that the research park is moving ahead and we show support of it, but at the end of the day, for us to support it, we're going to have to fund it. And so we're either going to fund it with general fund dollars, if we do it, we're either going to fund it with general fund dollars or we're going to fund it with TIP dollars. I don't think there's any other possibility of funding, one of those two.
But if it's TIP dollars that we fund it with, we're going to see that impact, much like Dacus Lake. We saw the impact the year after, and then there were carryover years as we did the project. But as I recall with that Dacus Lake project, we saw it all in that next year's budget, and then we did some carryovers in order to get everything in. Okay? Absolutely. Historical society, I'd like to go up. Same kind of thing.
Is some of that, can that, some of that be identified this FY or not?
I think I'd like to take that up to $30,000 from $29,000 to $30,000.
It's a, annual allocation that we pay in the second half of the year. Same with the 4-H group, annual allocation at Gateway.
Did we talk at all about doing the same kind of thing?
Well, they did ask for an increase, as you well know in our meeting, and it was directly tied to some of the ongoing...
Well, they have an increase, but that increase is based on what we're kicking in for the community center.
Yeah. Right. We need to make sure that we keep those separate. That was a fair board.
We got to plug that together.
So $49,000 is what our allocation, right. Annual allocation is.
Right.
I re-estimated the current year to $89,000, which is plus $40 for the commitment you made.
Right.
And then I have next year's at 89, which is plus 40 for the commitment you made.
Right.
So at this point in time, the 49,000 is the allocation.
Right. The 49,000 is what we need to keep in our head, and I'd like to take that to 50,000.
Right.
For FY17.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Their only concern was that this 80,000 that we committed to for the community building would be in place of our annual.
We're not doing that.
And that's why I had reassurance that no, they're two separate things.
And my understanding and recommendation, it's $40,000, okay? I'm going to pay it at the end of this fiscal year, not end, but in April-ish. And then the $40,000 for next year for the community building, I'm going to go ahead and pay probably in July or August. Early. They want to have it done. Isn't July the date they want to have it done?
But now let's start to have this conversation about what our general fund looks like without transferring the $300,000 from general to supplement.
And without transferring that other $100,000 from general to supplement.
Right, and we were already at 28%. Right, so we've got to be climbing to 30% right there about the general fund. I'm saying let's pay the other $40,000, so $80,000 total at the end of this fiscal year.
Right.
Take it out of next year so we can reduce that to $50,000.
Okay.
We're actually going from 49 to 50
right
in our funding of them, but we're taking the 40 out. So next year we're going to go ahead and pay it this year when we can afford to do it.
Right. I think that was where the conversation went when Phyllis Siebold was here. Mm-hmm. If we have the capacity to do it this year,
we do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or half of it.
Right. Either going to be 40-40 or it's going to be 80. I'm saying 80.
Okay.
This year.
Right. Cannot believe how happy that group was to get the commitment.
Good.
It wouldn't have been able to go forward.
I think he
worked as long as he could. Probably give us a good rate. And we're dumping our snow down there now too. Out of the parking lot.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That's
a lot easier.
Good. Okay.
In the office equipment and furniture for election office equipment, you'll see I've re-estimated that to what we're actually spending, including those 99 laptops that you guys approved. Thank you for that.
That's the 577.
The 577 is the new equipment plus the laptops. So thank you. That's definitely going to be nice. And then I also think that we talked about it last year. We need to start thinking about putting a little bit, something away every year so that we don't, like we did with this one, so that we have some money set aside for, assigned for buying lunch equipment.
Let's take 1 year off and then let's start doing that. Okay.
That's fine. I think we talked about it earlier. I think that it's...
Well, I think it's smart. I think it's so smart that we were doing it. Just since we spent the dollars this year, we know they're going to be good for at least a few years. Let's wait a year and then come back and start.
What year do you think you have them?
What do you think, Lucy? I think generally they're considered 10 years, but it depends on probably more on the software than the hardware.
Yeah.
And also any legal changes that we've made.
Remind me why we had $56,000 in management services. I mean, we're not going to pay that, but why did we have it there?
Well, we had a pre-drainage assessment. We had in there, we were going to pay $50,000 out of this general fund, or out of this line item for drainage assessments for Marshall Story, I think, isn't it?
Okay.
In the current year?
Right.
I have not seen, I don't know how much that's going to be for the current year. I put it down to nothing at this point.
Well, Scott shouldn't have those numbers now, should he?
Well, is it going to change any?
It could have changed some, but we should have some. So, in my mind, we can't not, I can understand why we're not going to end up paying it in this fiscal year, but something's coming.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he'll have an idea. He'll have a pretty close idea of what we're going to owe.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the current year, I'll plug that in as to what that drainage assessment will be. For next year, I've already put a note to put $29,000 in here for the conservation drainage assessments that you guys, that the county should pay. So that needs to come out of somewhere.
Yep,
that's right.
What about the grant avenue?
That's an endurance, isn't it? Part of the endurance.
That's when we do a road.
Right away, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to try to get that down the road. We're going to make a couple of weeks start looking at that.
Good. Well, and my only question with the 29, and I said this, I think when we were talking about it, and everybody's eyes rolled back in their head, because why would we ever pay something before we had to, is what we know that our general fund looks really, really good this year. We know it does. We know that if we get those drainage district, would it be a levy, Lucy? The drainage levies or bills or what do I have or for the ones that we're doing the Marshall Story? When will it go out to landowners? What's it called when it goes out to landowners? What are we doing? Okay. So we know if those levies go out in time, and I think you said before the end of July.
You try to levy right at the end of the school year.
Yeah. But then it will be due in September.
Yeah, but you don't know the total amount because depending upon the dollar amount for some, they can extend it out over a couple years.
And you could, but I'm talking about the portion that we owe and the portion of conservation owes.
Okay.
And what I'm suggesting is we will know that total by the end of June.
Gotcha.
And I'm suggesting that one of the last checks for the year that Lisa cuts is to pay those so that we don't have to stick it in next year's budget. So I'm suggesting that both ours, which we're estimating at 50, and conservation's, which we're estimating at 29, we go ahead and plug in, get for this fiscal year, pay it last thing, and then we don't have to worry about it next year. Okay? So we don't have to move that up for next year. We can leave it at 6,000, but our re-estimated is going to be more like 80, 85 pounds.
Can we go up? There's nothing. I didn't budget anything for education and training this year. We removed the HR classroom from IT. That would be, since it's countywide, that's
just
where I would
go.
Next year. We're not going to.
That was $6,800.
It is per class, but I think to start with that, we'll get up.
And that. $10,000.
We had it there at Civic Plus.
Civic Plus refresher trainings. I really wish we could find a way to make that happen somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
Apparently, IT says that until we
get the internet going, which apparently is not is on the slow boat to China. Until that happens, then we're not going to update the Civic Plus and get a new training. I think it would be very beneficial to everyone to have some refresher.
Well, I believe that one of the goals in creating our second human resource position was that we were going to have, so to me, our education and training came down to who was going to do it, what we're going to have to get those set up. And I'm hoping, Alyssa, that once we get through these bargaining unit negotiations, that we're going to start, okay, so we finish off the flex conversation, which is huge, this bargaining unit conversation, which are huge. I'm hoping that once we can get through that, there's going to be an opportunity for your area to start to really look at what education and training do we need. I view you guys as the ones who are facilitating those. I view it as completely appropriate to put it in this line item in the budget. I'm going to suggest we take that line item for FY17 from 0 to 20,000. I don't know what those trainings are. We think maybe part of it is $6,800 for the stuff that Barb had. Maybe we got some from the Civic Plus retraining. Maybe there's something else that you guys decide to do. But I'd like you to have access to some dollars to be able to put together trainings that benefit county employees. And I think $20,000 is a good place to start.
So we're looking at page 41.
Where
it's blank right now.
Where it's blank right now. That's what I'm...
Yeah,
I'm reentering the current year to zero because that's already
telling us how
it's going to happen.
Right.
Okay. We just saw something from Matt Boynt.
What?
Wait, yeah, on the GIS services, does this 40 line up with what he gave us?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, 40,030 has added. Okay, so I did calculations myself, and everything down to the mapping project is an additional $350
okay.
From the county.
Okay.
So that would be 14,700. And then I have a question on the insurance, because he's got 5540, but he doesn't take insurance right now, so I need to find out if he's planning on it or what we need to do with insurance.
Okay.
So... But yes, the rest of those should be real close. Obviously, you're doing a 50% funding of that.
Right.
As long as you guys are okay with that, still, then that's where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about health insurance? Yeah, they put 5540 on that sheet. I'm not sure. Well, I think, wait, hang on.
Yeah. This sheet here.
Oh, the sheet doesn't match.
Okay, I'm down to capital improvements. Is the 273 what we talked about? Okay, so now we're coming full circle to our first meeting with the budget conversations. Does the 273 line up with what we talked about?
No.
Okay.
Capital improvements, I think, again, we're taking the 33 as a 50, and that's what that represents.
Okay.
I think we can put some of that money toward some of the funding for some of the capital improvements.
Right now, we're not.
Right now, we're not. All I'm doing is showing that as a line item of what the balance is of that, like that amount we've saved up. Okay, so right now we're not.
So this 273 is not tied to any project, so the 273 could go in to offset some of the projects that we said we're going to do, which then it would come out of other places in the budget.
Yes. Well, yes and no. What I would do is, I have to think about that, but yes, what you're saying is correct. It's a pot of money that's sitting there that we're not assigning to anything, so
right.
Yes, we could assign it to something else, aka the Hickory Grove back to
right.
$500,000
right.
Toward that project, so it's not all new dollars. $273 is new dollars.
Right. Okay, so the question that the board's got to think about is, I view this one in a similar way to how I view the county attorney's fines recovery money. We had a plan put together that I think was about $1.6 million to do the courthouse security renovations and office space consolidation. Those dollars were ultimately supposed to come from, as I recall our conversation, from the county's portion of the fines recovery and from the county attorney's portion of the fines recovery, but there wasn't going to be enough there to cover it up front. So it was going to be the kind of thing where we were going to be doing that for 8 or 10 years. We were going to be pulling all those dollars for 8 or 10 years. Clearly, we got concerned based on the new way that the state is saying they're going to collect that money. But I view these dollars as some of those dollars that we were going to want to access to be able to do the project before we could afford to do the project, and this would be a fund that would roll over and grow.
Right.
Now that we're holding off, do we want to dip into some of these funds for the Hickory Grove shower project or for some other capital project? Maybe.
That is in the budget right now.
Yeah,
right.
Would we reduce our overall budget, or do we want to keep these dollars here knowing that we're probably not going to spend them this year, but we have access to them later?
Well, and this is, you know, what if? How much of an impact will the possible sale of the administration building, CLP administration building, have? If we get stay on the timeline that we want to follow and the sale goes through,
right?
We want to have it completed by the end of the fiscal year.
Right, but those dollars come straight into the general fund, right?
That's correct.
Those dollars come straight into the general fund, and it will be up to the board to determine how, if those funds are utilized for any specific project. Now, I'm one of those, and Paul, I think I'm like you. I think what I hear you saying is that's for sale of a county building. I'm for those dollars staying within county building. And if it means... So a renovation project that we've talked about in passing, but we've never gotten serious about because it's on the priority list, is the expansion of this building where we close in the overhang. It gives us some really, really good storage, primarily, I think, for the auditor, which is going to make it easier to get in and out for elections and may even cut down on some of the things we've got to pay in general elections in terms of the extra time. Because I think you load everything on the old gel elevators and go up and down. And
right.
Do we want to utilize it for something like that?
Right. So that's a decision we'll have to make
at the time
and if we get the money.
Just caution, following you all the way back, just caution you on pressure that may be coming down the pipe from the Justice Department and the courts regarding courthouse security. And so forth.
Sure,
still talking about it, and at some point we're going to have to, even though we may not do the full renovation,
Absolutely. We're
going to probably have to do something. And so how soon that happens and to what stage we're talking about, where will those dollars come from?
I think you're 100% right. I think you bring up a great point. I was not meaning to imply for a second that we would place a project like finishing off this building ahead of doing something in the Justice Center. I just still believe when you look at where fines recovery is this year, unless something dramatic happens, we're still going to have the dollars in fines recovery ultimately to do the project in the Justice Center, which means that the proceeds we get from the sale of CLP, if CLP, could go somewhere else. So I wasn't intending to imply that it was ahead of the Justice Center.
No, I wasn't thinking of that, and I just wanted to make sure that we
factored
in whether it's this method, FY or when, and that is a big reality out there because we're going to get more and more pressure in that particular area.
Yeah. And so for me, you could go either way on this 273. I tend to say it would be pretty valuable to utilize it in this year, utilize that to offset some of our costs for capital projects that we know we're doing rather than a capital project that we hope we're doing. And if we get to the point that we're doing the Justice Center as we hope, that we'll deal with that when it comes down the pipe rather than now. This can offset, I mean, if we took $200,000 of that $273,000 to offset approved capital improvement existing capital improvement projects, it reduces our overall expenditures by about $200,000, doesn't it?
Yeah. I agree with that.
So
Or, well, I don't think that line gets knocked down to 73. I think we see other line items get reduced, and Lisa, that's...
And that 73 actually becomes part of my assigned balance, assigned at the end of the year balance.
Okay.
I want to go up just a second because Lucy and I just had this conversation right before, earlier, before he came in. The last... Let me see, the payoff is 2019 of the debt service for the secondary roads bond principal. That's $765,000.
Okay.
So we've got two more fiscal years to budget that.
Good.
The TIF bond that we currently have is paid off in 2022.
Okay.
Okay. I know Lucy has said that I'm gathering money to talk about refinancing. It's two more years, right? We want to go through the cost of doing that. I mean, that's obviously a discussion we should have, but do we want to go through the cost of refinancing?
Well, clearly the cost of money is cheaper today than it was in 2008, 2007. When did we take the secondary road?
Secondary road was 2008 and 2007.
Yeah. So the cost of money is cheaper today than it was then, but what I don't know is clearly there's going to be some pretty... So substantial cost in order to do it. Can you save enough with the cost of money over a two-year period to get it done? I tend to think what somebody would be interested in is refinancing it and extending the term, reducing our payment. So we can see this line item go down substantially, but we pay it for a longer time. My feeling is... We got the capacity right now. I believe we're going to have the capacity for the next 2 years, although I think it's tight that second year. I think where it really starts to get tight is the third year out. I just soon have this paid off, which is a $735,000 hit that will start out, you know, to the good. So I think unless somebody can convince me there's some major savings in the cost of money, I don't think we do it for just a little bit.
No. I think it's two more years.
Right. And then in this budget is also, as we've talked about numerous times throughout the work sessions, the amount of secondary roads, the two transfers there are the 75%, giving them a 56% in that balance. But no, giving them a, when I say the fund balance of the secondary roads fund is going to be about 28%. So that does factor that, even with the changes that we've made. I don't know if you guys want to put some more money toward it or not.
So I've always been a proponent of trying to increase 75%. 75% is the minimum that we can put in order to access other dollars. And up until recently, I have really felt strongly that we ought to be increasing that and committing more dollars to that. And what I've come to now, for me, it's entirely based on that I have a huge trust level with the way we're going to budget. And my concern is our board is going to change. Next, when we sit down at this point next year, our board is going to have a different dynamic because we're losing Wayne. And whoever's sitting in that chair is going to bring their unique skill set and ideas. And it could be a great thing. And it could be a terrible thing. I don't know yet. But the trust I have in this board says to me, no, I don't want to put any more than the minimum. This is what we're committing. That we're going to put over there. This allows us to access 100% of the outside dollars available to us, and we can always go back. We can always get to this point in the year. If we want to say, Jeremy, at this point in the year, hey, we want this project done, we can spend general fund dollars on that. So I've come full circle, and I believe that we need to keep it at 75%, but we need to always be aware that roads and bridges are one of our primary responsibilities, and if we have the ability or need, we need to find a way to get it done, even if it's beyond the dollars that we originally budgeted. Right. Lisa, you okay with that?
Yeah, because I've told you many times, you're also putting money towards local option, the $260,000 is going toward it also, so you're
we're already above
funds there, yeah.
Right. And I want to make sure that I'm clear, we can do the same thing in our rural fund. We can always spend more dollars out of, if they're available, we can spend more dollars out of the rural fund as long as it goes toward a project that's appropriate for the rural fund.
Yes, yes. And you can also amend your operating transfers when it comes down to it and not have to spend it directly out of the general or the rural. You can amend those operating transfers and spend more money.
So if we wanted to at this point for FY16, and I'm not saying that we do, but if we wanted to amend that 1.9 and that 500,000 that we got, we could go ahead and do that now.
Affect your general fund and your rural fund.
But it would increase the secondary roads.
Right. And they're looking at ending the year at 58%.
And we're comfortable with
this. Yeah. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I think this year, bunch of conversation with Darren. I think he was the most at ease.
Yes.
That he has been since I've been here. And I just, and to have the capacity in his budget for this Grand Avenue project.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. I think our first year conversation with him was he has gone past the point of doing more with less.
Right.
He was at the point where he was having to do less with less.
Well,
and we realized that wasn't going to be acceptable.
So it's been a conversation, Paul. You and I have talked about it in different forums that we've done, that we've got to find a way to allocate enough money for secondary roads to average 8 or 7 miles of road a year. We're not even close to that, but we're getting there. To average doing, what, 7 bridges a year. We're clearly at 2. But the reality is now, with the extra funding that's coming in, primarily because of the fuel tax, but don't discount what we've done either.
Right.
We made a commitment to it every year, even in lieu of the fuel tax. We now have the capacity to think that those are achievable goals for the first time. So I think it's a really good thing. I want us, Lisa, to manage these two funds at this point every year to try to make sure that our ending fund balances in all these categories are at appropriate levels as much as we can, as much as we can control it. And so it may mean that we're moving some dollars around near the end of the year in order to manage those ending fund balances. Okay? Do we have anything else to talk about?
Two things.
Yeah.
Deb did tell me that the levy proposal for the mental health regional levy came in at the levy one option, right? 22.60, which means our levy will be about 51 cents per thousand.
Okay.
That's the recommendation from the Finance Committee to the Governing Board. The Governing Board meets on the 28th. There was.
So what does that mean to us? That means what to us, Lisa?
Well, our maximum dollar levy, maximum dollar levy is $3,066,000, which is 74 cents.
Right, so we're down 23 cents per thousand just in mental health this year.
Mental health.
That's great. I love it. My fear is that in 2 years you're going to see that levy go to a dollar. I mean, it's $1.40.
Two things. I can address some of those too. She was on the call also, and I did include her in my conversations with Jolene about this. They are assuming an ending fund balance for the current year. Assuming spending like $12 million and an ending fund balance of 136%.
Right.
The $12,000 in expenditures is actually $4,000 with the new programs that that we're pretty sure aren't going to happen.
$12 million.
$4 million.
$12 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really, the 136 that you're talking about isn't 136. It's more like 170.
Right. Right. They want to quantify it.
The state is going to I met with Dio yesterday. I knew Dio just came over to vote, and I visited with him for probably an hour and a half. Well, I was visiting with him yesterday afternoon, and this was one of the things I hit on. Because Lisa Heddens digs into this. When it comes to mental health, there's nobody better in the state than Lisa Heddens. And so she gets it, but I want to make sure that the rest of our delegation gets it. Because my fear is twofold. One, that the state is either going to do away completely with the equalization. Clearly, there's no equalization this year, which is fine. We've got 136 to 170% ending fund balance. We can make it work this year. We can make it work next year. It's when you get past that that it starts to get tough. And if they stop saying, here's the maximum levy dollars that any one county can get, they say you can go to the straight $47.20, it ends up impacting Story County. I honestly think it's about $1.40 levy for us to get to that. I mean, it's easily a 50, maybe 60% increase in that one levy.
On the call, so Lisa addressed this with Jill, and Jill came back and said that the finance folks within the region looked at this and projected that it wouldn't be this substantial increase for at least 4 to 5 years out. On the conference call, Doug Bailey, who is a board supervisor member with Hamilton County, also represents Hamilton County as a regional governing board, expressed the same thing. He's concerned that we're doing this Pecan Valley thing. We want to avoid that with the levy. However, can we really justify bringing in more dollars than what the region is using at this point? Their budget for next fiscal year 17, is still just a little over $15 million, but it's about $4,000 down from the current year. And again, a lot of this is banking on new services, new projects, which they're budgeting for, but it's a matter of planning and finding agencies to pull into the fold to provide and develop these new services. That seems to be what's slowing the progress down.
Well, I want us to make sure that we take a look at the recommendation that's coming forth through the Children's Mental Health redesign. We're asking the state to kick in $300,000, but because we've identified the crisis component of that, and I got the feeling from the region where in Northeast Iowa, with 21 counties, that they are planning to do something and apply for one of those, it's not like a grant, but it's a pilot. And right now, the recommendation is that there will be at least two of those areas dealt. And I thought because of our provider network that we have within Story County and within our region, that this may be, again, an area that we ought to at least have that discussion to see, you know, if there are some things that we might want to do as we move forward. The recommendation is not to force regions to do anything, but if we've got capacity to do some things, and we can be out in the forefront of also addressing some mental health needs for the children, that I think is something that I'd like to have our regional body at least start that conversation.
I would suggest, Wayne, I agree with you. Regions through Redesign are not required to fund and develop services for children. However, if counties within a region were already funding services for kids at the time the region was formed, then that was to continue. And our region fell within that guideline, so we are funding some services for kids. We have the capacity, obviously, to develop further services, and I think we've got providers throughout the region that could do that. I think that's going to have to be guided. let's say. I think it's important, especially when this is talked about at the next Serenity Board meeting, Wayne, to keep bringing that up so that the powers that be around the regional administrative team start thinking in that in that direction. But I think it's something that's going to have to come from the governing board to the admin team to be planning.
All right, hypothetical here. Our 28E with the region says that we will levy to the level that the region recommends. Clearly this year they're recommending that we levy to a level that is less than what we're allowed
to
levy. Actually, that levy is, I believe it's Warren County's levy. So it is a levy, the 2260 is a levy of one of the member counties.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And that's great. But what I'm wondering, so we had the conversation about jail diversion. And so I'm going to use this conversation about jail diversion as it relates to mental health. Let's say that Story County, Iowa, the Story County Board of Supervisors, decided that we wanted to go above and beyond what the region was providing in jail diversion mental health services. We have the capacity to levy some additional mental health dollars to do that. Would it be allowable for us to levy more than the region asks us to levy? Have the money that the region asks us to levy available to the region, and then utilize that excess to provide an additional service allowable by the state using mental health dollars in Story County, using Story County mental health dollars, which maintains our levy at a little higher rate, providing an extra service in Story County, but it keeps us from this peak and valley. I don't know if it's even allowed.
I don't even know if it's
even allowed. The whole concept of adding new services and how they're being paid for is on the table in terms of the state and DHS and so forth. I think if we can make a good enough case for that, and it will also, even though we're San Story County, the region is able to access that other, you know, areas as well, I think you've got a possibility of having to take a look at it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Wayne, that this is external from region, so there is nothing about this regional structure that says that Story County can't do something about it.
Okay, think about the total, the dollars and how the dollars are then reimbursed or for. So you're saying that these would be funded primarily through the increase in the levy rate for Story County only?
Yeah,
we keep the dollars within the Story County Mental Health Fund.
Right.
And right now,
okay,
it's being used.
This is Story County saying, hey, we love the region, we're part of the region, we agree with the region, but for Story County, we want to do something a little more than the region does. We have the dollars available. Who cares about where they come from? We have the dollars available to do that. We want to do it because we have capacity to do it.
Now,
we want to do it.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah.
How then does this resonate with other than 99 counties, in terms of that any time the Board of Supervisors decide that they want to deviate from the approved levy for members of the region for...
I don't view it as a deviation. I view it as an enhancement. So,
well, it is a deviation. Anytime you change the agreed upon levy rate, it's a deviation.
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, yes, okay. So it is a deviation, but we're not changing the agreed upon levy rate. We're adding to it. We're doing more. So we've agreed as part of this region that we're going to provide common basic services. I don't think we ever agreed that we never provide any more than the region says we can provide. It's just the region's not going to pay for it.
Right. Okay, and that becomes part of where my question comes, is that in any enhanced service that we have, are we at a point where we would then want to ever come back to the region and say, well, because we're at this, it's harder to maintain and continue this,
Possible.
We're going to need additional funding.
But that's why I view the value of a pilot project. So you can do this at the federal government. The federal government wants states to do certain things. They don't tell the state can't do more, but they say if you want the federal funding, here's the minimums that you're going to do. So from time to time, a state will step in and say, hey, here's a pilot project we want to try. They try it, they like it, they work. Now they appeal to the federal government, hey, will you fund this? I view this in the same way. If there's a pilot project out there that, we feel like is worth doing in Story County, let's do it. We've got the capacity, and let the region look at it, and maybe it becomes one of those services that the region decides, yeah, this is something worth us providing. I've always felt like we could do this. In fact, I've said on a couple of occasions, Story County is going to take care of Story County. I just always viewed it as general fund dollars in my head. If we felt like we weren't getting the level of service from the region that Story County wanted, I always felt that Story County, and in fact, I've said it a couple of times, Story County is going to do what's right for Story County. I just viewed it as general fund dollars because we had that $3,066,000 maximum. And I always thought that the region would take that $3,066,000 maximum. So if we want to do something more, it's got to come from somewhere else. Well, now they're telling me they're not. And I'm saying this is still an opportunity for Story County to consider. And I don't have anything in mind. I'm talking hypothetically. This is an opportunity for Story County to do more.
I question how many of us understand it from that same standpoint. I think there may be a few.
You're calling me unique?
Well, yes, you are unique. But I think it's something that needs to be presented. It needs to...
And quite frankly, the regional agreement does not take away the authority of the Board of Supervisors.
No, it doesn't.
We agreed to levy what they're asking us to levy. We haven't agreed to not levy more than that.
Exactly. That's true. But I don't know
that. Well, see, that's part of my... See, that's why I'm not agreeing. I mean, I'm not understanding. I'm of the opinion that we are agreeing that that's it. And if we're going to change that, I don't know in that joint agreement how it's...
No, we've agreed to fund the region at the level that the region requests. We've agreed to join in with the other counties and make sure that Story County is meeting its share. That does not imply for a second that Story County won't do more than that.
Right. Why would the region be concerned
if we do something more?
If we do something more.
I think they wouldn't be unless we were then coming back adding for additional funding from...
And it would be different if we didn't want to levy at the amount that they're requesting.
Right.
If we wanted to say, no, we're not gonna raise up to that amount.
Okay.
We're not saying, great, we'll give you whatever our levy.
Okay.
Right. But we want to provide this service that isn't currently being provided.
So, we were always below the 47.23, whatever that
number was.
We were down to 32, and we went 32 last year within the whole week. Is it because now of our ending balance and all of those things that is driving the rate down?
Yeah,
we lived along a couple years in that area, and then 2 years down the road, that increases back up. So if the max still stays at the 47.
Okay, but you got to understand the 47 is a fantasy.
We can't.
Here's what the region wants from us is 2.1,
right.
Which, all that aside, what I look at is this is how it affects your levy rate. Because that's how it bottom line gets certified. Is your levy rate.
Okay?
The levy rate is what you guys have the power on.
Okay, so I just come up with a specific example that I'd like us to explore.
Okay.
We have talked ad nauseum, and the region has talked. About creating a crisis care center.
Right, exactly.
Right.
This may be an opportunity to fund the startup, or at least a lot of the startup, of a crisis care facility here in Story County.
Yeah.
So allow Story County to levy its max in order to have those dollars available.
And even if it's not the max, allow Story County to levy to a rate at the max or less than the max in order to have available dollars to start this crisis care center. Because here's where this crisis care center thing is going. Clearly, what we're talking about is the possibility of using one of our group homes to create this thing.
Sure.
It was going to require some, the region was going to cover their portion of it. They were clearly intending that if ever that started, they would handle the service.
Right.
In
right.
As appropriate. Right. But there were going to be some dollars that was either going to come from Mary Greeley, Posse City of Ames, Story County, different places, in order to put this thing together, get it equipped like we're ready to go, and then the services be paid for through the mental health dollars. Now it appears to me that there might be a possibility, I'm just saying it's worth exploring, a possibility without increasing our levy rate
right.
to be able to fund that here in Story County and get it going. And Deb, all I'm suggesting right now, and Lisa, I'll talk to both of you guys, and Wayne is our representative on the region, is that we go down the road of finding out, one, can we do it according to 2080? And two, if we can, is that something, is that or some other pilot project through Optime or something like that worth doing this year when we have capacity to do it?
Right, right, right.
I agree with you 100%. I'm almost to the point where don't ask. Just do it. I mean, it's up to us to set the levy rate.
I agree with that, but I would want Ethan and or Jessica
right,
to
yeah.
review the 2080 because we need to live by what that 2080 says. And if it's outside of 2080, then I'm with you, Paul. Then we are the county supervisors. We have not relinquished our right to do what's good for Story County.
Right.
We can't assume that the region's going to fund anything in the future. We can only speak for Story County,
right.
But let's dig in and start with a full reading of that 2080, and in this specific situation, do we have the ability to levy more than the region is asking for and utilize those dollars appropriately for services that are appropriate in mental health to do something more in Story County?
And I would even go a step further and say appropriate within the region's management.
Right, because there is an approved plan that has to be approved through the
state. So what's the difference between
$940,525?
Isn't it in Florida?
Almost $2 million.
$940,525.
And I don't believe for a second that the startup of crisis care is going to cost us anywhere near $900,000, but I bet you it's $250,000. I mean, I'm just talking off the top of my head. I bet you it's a $250,000 bill to start that thing up. Deb and I are planning on going and meeting with Brian Dieter and Mary Greeley, because Mary Greeley's got to be a big player in this thing, and we were walking in there, I think, to look for skin in the game. Who's going to have skin in the game? Where is this going? It's a much easier conversation if we say, we have the capacity to do the startup, but we want Mary Greeley to be the entity servicing it.
Right.
It's a whole different conversation if we have access to the dollars. This is a unique opportunity that I think we're with it if we don't take it. If we can't take it into something like this, and we don't.
And looking at it down the road as far as bringing in some additional dollars for the service, they all could sustain it over the long haul. It meets a priority of the United Way. It meets a priority of the City of Ames. I mean, we have those partners as well.
Well, I hate to put you on the spot. Dan, you're much more familiar with what Rick is proposing and the formation of the region and the flow of dollars and all of these types of things. Does this give you a comfort level that this is something that we can explore and try to move forward?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, in addition to a full reading of the 2080 agreement, we also pulled in how that aligns with the redesign legislation.
Right.
Right. The whole point was to level the playing field. And I think they've done that, but with the intent to level the playing field and then never let anybody that has any county that has the capacity to go above that for us to do that. And if that was the intent, then
well, I'm working off of the crisis services and even jail version, because those are considered justice involved services. Those are all in the bill. I mean, regions are tasked with creating and writing crisis services, so this would fall within that, and as well as Core Plus, which would include justice involved. So either way, it falls within the intent of legislation that regions are responsible for. It's that letting piece, and if there are, would the county have that ability to use those dollars locally to push
outside of the region? And I think Wayne's 100% right to be concerned. We don't want Thelmar to be perceived as we're thumbing our nose in the region or anything else. But we have never made a commitment to not do what's in Story County's best interest. And what I'm suggesting, Lisa, is we walk out of here today, that you plug in 74 cents as our levy rate, and it's our expectation, Paul, that it's not going to be 74 cents. And well, that's going to be one of the things we get to March 15th, and we lower it all the way to the 51 cents. Is that right, 51 cents? Maybe we go all the way down to 51 cents at our budget hearing time, or maybe it's a portion of that, depending on what we learn between now and then.
I'm telling you what, that's probably your best one right there.
Just realize the bottom line is a levy rate is how the budget gets.
Well, and that's a larger conversation that has to be figured out for a longer term solution.
Right. So my understanding is we'll have to call back to the sheriff, correct? Or
And do we need to, did we talk about the possibility of call back to conservation and facilities? Or did that all
conservation and facilities met yesterday.
I think they both had different expectations. I think
Mike went away from our conversation that facilities is going to handle
everything. What my intention is, they were going to handle 10 rounds of that.
I think Cal met with him yesterday. Yeah. Cal went out to the conservation center. I think it would serve as a well if we had our facilities.
Okay. So does he have to have a staffing level conversation with Cal?
No, I think Cal went and had a meeting with Mike and said, look, this is what we're going to be able to do with current staff.
I think what kind of surprised Cal was that when he and Mike talked initially, it was Mike said, well, we bought all these gutter toppers for the gutters on the shelters. Are you guys going to put those on? We're going to put in new kitchen countertops and the Rangers, are you guys going to do that? And then Cal said, "Oh, wait a minute. This wasn't what I was looking for."
Right.
And when I talked to Cal, I said, "No, I think more. First of all, it's the custodial piece of it.
Right.
And he says, I'm really comfortable looking at McFarland Park to begin with. Even maybe some of the ongoing maintenance on some of the facilities there.
Right.
He says, I don't want to try to bite off all of the county parks.
I talked to both departments, and conservation did send me a revised. This is what, after our conversation with the facilities, this is what I think we need in line item.
Yeah.
There are some deferred maintenance type costs.
Yeah.
So conservation's request goes up about $20,000 all said and done because of what Cal said. You really need to do this system.
That's why we want Mama. That's why we want Cal to.
And pest control. And
that's a big one. Yeah. They don't currently have any money to do it. Well, if we were able to make McFarland to the level that I think we would expect to hold, then we wouldn't have been having this conversation anyway. So it makes sense to me that if we're doing this, we're spending a few extra dollars, but we're going to get something on the back end in terms of a facility that's going to last us longer.
And according to what Cal was saying to me this morning, as far as he's concerned, it's about 50-50, because 15,000 square feet is what he's given under the OP administration building.
That's what he's
given. And that's just good enough.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't schedule a call back with the sheriff.
We didn't.
I would assume.
We'll wait to hear back what Connie and you guys come up with. and then decide whether.
My understanding was, I think he left here fully intending to come back.
He left with that.
He'll contact.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And in the past, I think he sent the chair a letter as to what he was going to, you know, propose you to do. But
right.
If he wants to do it, then.
So I'll just leave that on hold.
Sure.
And not do anything in later direction. Other than that, I think that our next step is probably run numbers, do my math. I'll get back to you guys sometime in the, you know, second week of February, maybe first second week of February, and say this is where we're, what we're looking at. Is there anything else I need to know? Unless I need to talk to you sooner. If that's not good for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, I have enough direction at this point to know what you want. That will be researching the other.
Yeah, we're giving you two big things, right? That one and the Delta version.
Yeah. And just call the Delta version. I have a meeting with John Austin for a while and two Austin staff next week.
Great.
You cool. Very good.
Absolutely. All right.
Dan, anything we're missing?
No, a year from now we'll be talking Coop Cox stuff.
Say good.
Okay.
And just one while we're on, don't turn it off yet.
No, I'm sure.
I want to thank Leanne for her efforts and hard work on the State of the Community address that I gave last night. Can we pull Paul's portion so City of Angel had that on Channel 12 or whatever, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Can we pull Paul's portion and just put that on the our website?
I think it might be, we could, but it might be easier.
It would probably be easier if he would just go through it just like I did one time with that ISAC type of thing, you know.
Yeah, that way I can.
Then
she
we're still going to have to shorten it up a little. It wasn't too long. You get 10 minutes, you think that's forever.
And then you
start in it, and the guy, next thing you know, the guy's holding up the 3-minute mark.
Yeah.
So I think they had a little problem. No, we have.
I don't think you cut very much, though.
Almost the whole page. I didn't talk at all about the Squaw Creek.
Oh, that was
a good one. Well, then that was a follow up question that Mayor Campbell had.
Yep.
It was about the watershed.
Yeah.
Right now you show up.
Yeah. And apparently she knows.